Communications.
Thank you.
Item 835, request of Donna Cohen to address council regarding Roosevelt High School remodel and the science, technology, engineering, and math programs in schools statewide.
Hi, everybody. I'm Donna Cohen. I was a former technology education instructor, and I have a master's in vocational education administration. I realize this is not directly council-related, but I think you need to be aware of this. Portland Public Schools is going to remodel Roosevelt and will include a STEM program, science, technology, engineering, and math. This is a national, state, and local initiative. STEM's problem-solving, project-oriented approach appeals to a range of students and holds the promise of attracting those who have shied away from math and science, including girls and minority students. STEM is a gateway program to good-paying, in-demand careers in the trades, those which require community college, a four-year college degree, and advanced degrees. Students design and build projects, say a small electric vehicle, and in the process apply science and math principles, learn to use many types of technologies from computer-aided design software to electrical test equipment to wooden metal fabrication tools. But its implementation in the Roosevelt remodel plan is seriously flawed. Form follows function. Program design first, then spatial needs emerge, but PPS designed a space before designing a program, one which doesn't work. Also, no one with a tech engineering background, the TE and STEM, was involved. The architects have designed only one very specialized STEM space for a school of 400 hand-picked university-bound students up in Seattle. PPS naively relied on them and left out the specialists in the engineering design process in project-based learning and the use of tools and fabrication equipment. Roosevelt then made an artificial and arbitrary distinction between high-tech tools and traditional technology and placed them in two different workspaces in different areas of the school. This is pedagogically unsound for project-based work. It also perpetuates existing distinctions based on gender, race, and class as students track themselves into those areas that are already comfortable rather than discovering the appeal of a unified, high-quality STEM program. Upon the community's insistent protest that the two different spaces be made adjacent, PPS now says that they would make each space fully functional for STEM, but the two spaces combined are needed to provide the necessary square footage for STEM. Had either of the spaces been sufficiently large, the community would have been satisfied months ago. Unchanged, this will be a disaster for thousands of future students in the Roosevelt feeder area if indeed they or their parents do not avoid the problem through transfer or movement into another high school's jurisdiction. PPS is setting terrible precedents for future remodels. Please help us as a council or individually. Perhaps you know some business people who would speak up, those who could be future employers of STEM students who would be greatly disturbed to know how poorly students would be prepared at Roosevelt under the current plan. Feel free to refer them to me. Thank you very much. And there's a diagram on the back.
Yep. Thank you, Donna. That was, you had 22 seconds left.
Oh, did I? Okay, I was so afraid of
I'm wondering, what's the approval process for the Roosevelt redesign?
Well, unfortunately, the board, which I've been there three times, they did approve it, but nothing in terms of contracts being let out or anything has been done. So there is time to change this. And the community is working very hard, but it's, as you can imagine, a difficult situation. So,
have you been able to meet with individual board members?
We actually had three board members that were in support for a long period of time, and we couldn't get a fourth, and which would be a majority. And so we kind of, you know, I mean, a couple of them still want us to push, and one of them is sort of kind of resigned, but we think we could get her back if we could, you know, convince another one. So now what we're trying to do is apart from rallying the community and everybody else we can think of, you know, getting businesses who would, you know, employ STEM people to say, hey, this is wrong. And I've spoken to the state STEM coordinator, and he said he'll talk to PPS, but he can't force them to do anything. He can just, you know, make them aware of what STEM should be. Right. So it's difficult, but it's really going to be a disaster for the community if this goes this way.
Well, thank you for coming to present here. I know that the Roosevelt community has been very involved and is so supportive of the high school that it seems like an opportunity for some continued dialogue and to try to get to more consensus. So I appreciate your efforts in that regard.
Thank you very much. We're going to keep working at it.
Thank you.